From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. In the past week in Pakistan, there have been 4 deadly attacks by militants. The violence is raising questions about the Pakistani government's ability to face down insurgents. The most recent attack came this morning. A suicide bomber killed more than 40 people in a busy market in the northwest part of the country. And over the weekend, Taliban gunmen attacked the heart of the Pakistani military at its headquarters. So what does all this mean for Pakistan? Joining us now is Hassan Abbas. He's worked in the Pakistani government, and he studies extremism in Pakistan. Currently, Dr. Abbas is a fellow at the Asia Society in New York. I asked him if these attacks point to vulnerabilities in the Pakistani army.
This is a very critical moment for them. The attack on the Pakistani military headquarters 2 days ago was unprecedented. The level of breach of security was never seen before. Some militants with wearing military uniforms in military vehicles were able to not only go to the outer check post of the general headquarters, but were able to go inside, take over a very sensitive building. So the level of breach is so significant that it must be very, very shocking for the military at this moment.
And it happens at a time when the Pakistani army is planning to start this major ground offensive in South Waziristan. What should we expect from that? I mean, the bottom line question is, can they succeed with this kind of vulnerability?
They can, and there are a few reasons. One, we must keep in view the recent successful military operation in the Sawat area, where military was able to go in, get rid of the militants, and establish government threats. Then the area in South Waziristan has been cordoned off for the last 2 months. Secondly, U.S. drone attacks in those areas have been quite effective. In the last many months, about, they say, 6 or 7 of the leading Al-Qaeda and Taliban leaders were eliminated through those drone attacks. Thirdly, Pakistan Air Force has been conducting regular attacks in that area. In addition to all those three factors, this recent attack on military must have angered them a lot. So these components can combine together to help Pakistan military succeed in South Waziristan, which will be very critical.
So you're saying that the military actually is well positioned to take on the Taliban in South Waziristan because of the success that they had in the campaign in the Swat Valley. But despite the Taliban's defeat or difficulties in the Swat Valley, they're still able to mount the kinds of attacks that we've seen in the past week.
Exactly. The real purpose of those attacks was to halt military's operation in South Waziristan. The real issue is whether militants and terrorists can hold an area, they can control a certain geographic location, a district or a town, which is much more difficult now. It is easier to conduct suicide attacks or conduct these kind of operations. Of course, this GHQ attack was much more serious, and they are showing that they are resilient, they are capable, they have the strength, they have the know-how, they probably have some of the inside links which allowed them to really conduct this kind of an operation. But this would add to the resolve of the military to go out against them more strongly.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, speaking about Pakistan's nuclear arsenal, recently said that she has confidence in the Pakistani government and the military's control over the country's nuclear weapons. Is that confidence well placed?
My view is that she's saying this based on what she's being told by the Pakistani military, that they have a separate system of command and control of the nuclear system. The locations where nuclear weapons are secret, confidential. That's why I would say we can be more confident about the security of the nuclear infrastructure in comparison to some of the other locations which are more accessible, which everyone knows about. But as we can see from the string of attacks, that is increasingly vulnerable, I would add.
Hassan Abbas is a senior advisor to the Belfer Center at Harvard's Kennedy School. He's also a fellow at the Asia Society. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.